This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Glory be to those who are paying attention to the good stuff. Jay Kirshner works very hard. I don't know if hard work. I would say she works diligently, as do I, to come up with things that we think will be of interest and import to you. Is that fair, Jay?
Yeah. And some days, on slower news cycle days, where it's especially celebrity gossip stuff, where we can't help but think to ourselves, who cares? Those days are a little hard.
Well, I don't think there's any such thing. I've always taken exception. I remember some of my brethren, when I was doing different approaches to doing this over the years. I've been at it for, this program has been on the air since, for those of you who are new to the program, been on the air since October of 1988. So you can do the math. I guess that brings us into about 34 years, starting last October 8th, beginning of the 35th year of doing this program. Certainly now the longest running Monday through Friday syndicated show in the country. And over the years, thank you. I didn't say it for that reason. I'm just thinking about how my approach has been different than the people that I've worked with over the last 34, 35 years doing this program, how their approach has been different. Yours fits into sort of my way of working or doing this. And Jennifer has as well. I mean, most of them have fit as they could, but just some people are they're better at it than others, and I don't even know what that means. Better, that's a judgment call. It worked better for me to have various people on and to learn about other points. I've always felt it was important. That's why there has always been a different. We've had a number of, and again, you and I were just talking about this, liberal, the fact that liberal and conservative don't really represent, in terms of politics, what these people who claim to be liberals or conservatives are. It's just too broad. It's too hazy. It's nonsensical, frankly.
Too. Like when people say conservative, they think Republican and liberal is Democrat. And you have conservative Democrats. You have liberal Republicans.
Yep.
So, those two words as identifiers really don't identify much.
Yeah, exactly. Here is the point I'm trying to make here, maybe in an awkward way, this program is about relationships. It's about the relationship that I have to not only the people who are on the air with me, but the relationship I have with you, the people who are listening around the country every day to the discussion that we have as friends, right? Relationships, friendships, that's kind of what we're all about. And I would like to think that people make time when you are having conversations with people. You feel at home. You may be challenged. There may be arguments sometimes or disagreements. That's what happens. I'm thinking about this as people prepare for Thanksgiving, because for whatever the reason, Thanksgiving seems to be one of the times during the year when there are more family fights.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. For what reason?
You see your relatives that you don't always see regularly throughout the year. You see them on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. You have to sit at a table together, share a meal, have conversation. Yeah. But that's the thing. Like what you were just saying, Doug, it's okay to disagree. Just always keep that patience, that respect, that kindness. Remember that you are family, and hopefully you do love each other. It doesn't always have to coincide that just because you're family, you love each other. But when you show somebody respect, it says less about that person and more about you and your own character. And I think a lot of times we all want to have the last word and make our point and make sure we're heard. That's not always the most important thing. What is that saying? He who argues with a fool is a fool of him, is a fool themselves.
Yeah, that would be said for that. Yep. Okay, so there's another piece of good news here. It's good. But it's not, because you know how I am when it comes to separating people out because they're women or they're black or they're whatever the thing is. I had forgotten yesterday when John Harper was on with us talking about the launching of Artemis 1. The person who's in charge of the space launch system at Cape Kennedy, she basically has inherited the job from my friend that I talk about all the time, Jay Honeycutt. His job was first he was the shuttle director. And well, actually, his first job was to hire all the first astronauts early in the 60s. And then he grew into the program and really understood how it worked. So he became the launch director. And then he became the director of the Space Center. And that's how he retired from that job, 13, 14 years ago, I think. So the person who's in charge now is a lady named Charlie Blackwell Thompson. She's the first female launch director. So I maybe, if I knew it, I didn't talk about it because it riles me up when I talk about it. I mean, she's the best at the job, and she happens to be a woman. But apparently she was interviewed, and this is, of course, the typical New York Times approach to things. First, she said, first don't come along that often. And to be at the beginning of a program that's going to take the first woman and the next man back to the moon is pretty special. Yep. The people who are going to the moon were not hired because they're women or because they're men or because of any one quality. It's the group, it's the combined qualities, right? Yep. Anyway.
And it is disappointing that we're, like, so far advanced. This is the year 2022, and we're still experiencing firsts like this.
Yeah.
But whenever there is a first, it is historical, and it is big. It's a big moment. But it is still kind of sad of, like, why is it taking this long?
Well, I guess the question could be about the culture at NASA, the good old boys there, and maybe this points it out, because what Ms. Blackwell Thompson said in her interview, which I thought was also annoying, damning, but true, is that there are 100 women who are involved in the engineering department at NASA now. And when Apollo 1 first went up, that was the first, not Apollo 1, Apollo 11, when it went up, the first piloted, manned, quotation mark around manned, effort to land on the moon, all of the people who were in the control room were men, with the exception of Wernher von Braun's female assistant. Everybody else was a man. Is that interesting when you get right down to it? So now there are 100 women who are working on the project in the control room, whereas they're in, in the case of the Apollo 11 in 1969, there was one woman, and she was there because Wernher von Braun wanted her there, not because she was, you know, somebody that had tried to get a job. But she was actually kind of that story, as it played out, reminds me of the three black women, here we go again, who were responsible also. Remember that story? The three, what was that movie called? The three black women that were responsible for the mathematical calculations that brought.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Apollo 13.
Was that it?
Was it? What was the name of it?
Was it Hidden Voices?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't remember.
Hidden Figures.
Yeah. Hidden Figures. Yep. So, again, we're calling attention to something that if we were really a mature country, if we really were good at the things that we claim to be good at, freedom, justice, equality for all, these would not be the conversations we're having. But we aren't, because we are sometimes pretty hypocritical. And that's an example of it. So anyway, I don't know if you knew that there was a woman who was in charge of the launch system, but I thought I'd bring it up because it annoyed me. Annoyed me to, you know, have it back to, but it annoys me that there were no women engineers back 30, 40, 50, whatever it was, 60, how many years ago? 60 years? It's a, wow, that's out. Also, huh? Mm-hmm. Almost 60 years ago when we were starting all of this stuff. And then think about the advancements. Think about the fact that we have been able to do this in such a short period of time. John F. Kennedy said, we want to put a man on the moon before the end of the decade. Then he was killed, and they doubled down their efforts in honor of him and his memory to get a man. And there were a lot of things that happened that nobody really knew about that's come out, you know, in years since then that were really dangerous. They really, really took some chances to say, remember, the ships that went to the moon that carried men had less ability in terms of computer strength than your phone does. Think about it. Just think about that for a second. You got more power in that phone that you hold in your hand than they had on that shuttle, on that spaceship going to the moon.
Isn't that astounding?
It really is. When you get right down to brass tacks, it's pretty amazing. And pretty cool, actually. The other side of it is it's pretty cool. It makes us kind of mindful of the realities of our world. And that's not a bad thing. We've done a lot of great. It just shows you how much you can accomplish if you set your mind to it. It does. And so maybe, you know, that's part of what we need to be thinking of in terms of, you know, the specialty of scientists or mathematicians. You know, there are more women involved in PhD programs now in our country than men.
That's great. That's huge.
Yep. And there are more women who are becoming veterinarians going through vet school than men. There are more women who are becoming regular doctors, physicians than men.
It wasn't even an opportunity. I saw something recently about students in school, young students, who are being told to draw certain figures, say, of occupations. Say, okay, today we're drawing scientists. Tomorrow we're drawing construction workers, like different things like that. And it used to be that everybody would just draw men. And now more and more people are drawing women in those careers.
Yep. Pretty amazing stuff. Good. That is. It's fabulous food for thought, frankly. It's 18 after the hour. This is the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Hi there, I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. So Gressy Mary Doberman, let beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's beggin'!
Nacho fries are back at Taco Bell. You know, the fries covered in bold Mexican spices you dip in a warm nacho cheese sauce. You can also dunk them in the nacho cheese sauce or pour the sauce onto a pile of them and create like a nacho fries nachos. The thing is that you eat them with nacho cheese sauce. That's what makes them nacho fries. Otherwise, you're just eating fries and sipping on nacho cheese sauce, and that's the wrong way. Sorry, just really passionate about nacho fries.
Nacho fries are back, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation, which vary.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week when my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Meadow Whey, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Whey has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Whey can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
All right, today we celebrate... Well, we celebrate every day something different. Today, we celebrate celebrity news. During this portion of the program, social media focusing on trending items about people that we all know, like Jane Fonda, who has now at the age of 84, started to reckon with her age and her future. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about what she said regarding that after this. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do that, and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777. One of the posts of the day today is a focus on Jane Fonda, 2-time Academy Award winner. She is a very outspoken activist. She's the fitness guru for a lot of women, right? At 84, she's still at it.
She's such a young 84, too.
Yeah, she is. I mean, age, that's what I say all the time. Age is just a BS number. It's how you look at things, what your mind is all about, what you do with your body. And she has apparently been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Mm-hmm. And it was early stage. She said it's very treatable for her.
Yeah, right. But that has caused her to think about her age and what she needs to be aware of and what's in front of you versus what's behind you. Every once in a while I think about that. I guess we all do, no matter what our age. Mm-hmm. But she talks when asked specifically about her time left. She says, I'm not afraid of going. Yeah. I'm ready. I've had a great life.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't.
She seems very realistic about her mortality.
Yeah, but she's not eager. Why should she be? She's having a great life. Is Frankie and Grace, or Grace and Frankie, still on? Is that still being produced?
Oh, that's a good question. I'll have to check IMDb for that one. I always wanted to watch it. I never got around to it.
I watched it a couple of times. I didn't get it. It wasn't for me. But anyway, I'm wondering about the... weren't they going to do a revival of 9 to 5? The three of them? I thought that was in the works.
Yeah, I feel like that's been... like, they're going to do it. No, they're not. They are. No, they're not. It's going back and forth.
All those things. All right, here's a goodie for you. Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield have teamed up for a new product called Holy Ears.
This is apparently brilliant marketing.
Yeah, this is about the gummies. Are they both involved in the weed business in Canada?
Well, they are now. They're
now
teaming
they
up
are.
For this product. But this is kind of a play off of the whole Mike Tyson taking a bite out of Evander Holyfield's ear during the fight back in the day.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, they go back and forth, have a lot of fun. When you see the pitch, it's amusing. It is. It really is kind of amusing. So the product apparently is going to drop next week as a THC version, as a Delta 8 version, be available all over the country. So if you like gummies, you'll love Holy Ears. It's made
so funny.
Out of cannabis, these two guys. All right, here we are, 28 after, by the way.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, we could try to fill the remaining time with awkward pauses. It's often done for comedic effect. Is it working? I can't tell if this is funny. Maybe this is so bad it's funny. Wow, we really peaked at the save big when you switched to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republicans won a majority seats in the House of Representatives with a victory in California Wednesday. After 2 years of Democrat control of both chambers of Congress and the White House, some balance will keep one-party rule in check for now. Representative Kevin McCarthy.
And this new Republican leadership team is ready to get to work to put America back on the right track.
The second biggest donor to the Democrat Party behind George Soros and founder of the now-collapsed crypto trading company FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried, has been hit with a class action lawsuit by investors alleging he and other high-profile celebrities, such as NFL quarterback Tom Brady and his ex-wife, NBA stars Stephen Curry, Shaq, and others, violated Florida law and made consumers suffer more than $11 billion in damages. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
News of the world, loaded with good news. We're going to meet a gentleman who has lived an extraordinary life in a few minutes. He's now one of the most famous motivational speakers in our country. This fellow has written a book called Relentless. It's the story of his life, the essence of how he survived through something that most people would not. And how he's using that for good. That story coming up in a few minutes. One of the many stories. Our whole program is about stories, right? Our lives about stories.
And they're all intertwined in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah. So with that in mind, I'm going back to, and this is something that I remind folks of because this program repeats all day, every day at gooddayshow.com. You can hear the program any time of the day or night, the whole program, or you can get our podcast as well. The most recent podcast is a focus on things like Trump's candidacy and Kevin McCarthy's candidacy and Taylor Swift and what happened to Ticketmaster, that sort of thing. There's all kinds of stuff. Every day we go across the board, across the world, with all kinds of information and conversation. Get it on gooddayshow.com and the download, which is our podcast, as well. The bits and pieces of the program that are highlights, that's on gooddayshow.com as well. So if you listen to the first half hour of this hour, you will hear a discussion about the lady who's running the show at Cape Kennedy, was in charge of the Artemis 1 launch, and I said something about the black ladies. I've said this, and I'm almost getting too redundant, because I don't like the exception to be the rule. So when we keep talking about it's the first woman that did this, or the first group of blacks who did that, and, you know, however it works out, I just like to, in my dream world, think that we're getting the best, no matter what the color of their skin, what their sex. I know that hasn't been the case, but it doesn't mean we shouldn't aspire to that. And so with that in mind, having said that there were three women that were involved in the launch in 1969 of the lunar module, there also was a lady named Margaret Hamilton. I can always count on listeners who are paying attention, which is kind of good. It's like being a teacher, you know? You give a test at the end of the day to find out who's paying attention. And so it is flattering that people pay this much attention to what it is we're talking about, Jay. Anyway, there was a computer scientist at the time who designed the software that was used by the team on the Eagle, the lunar module. Her name was Margaret Hamilton. Mm-hmm. And so that, and I had said there weren't many women involved in the program then. And that, with my mind thinking about the picture of the control room and who's at the station, Margaret Hamilton and her team wasn't at the control room or in the control room, but they were computer scientists in the very new age of, you know, in the 60s. What was it? What are we? I remember buying a, in the late 70s or early 80s, what was the thing, the Commodore 64 or something? Do you ever even hear of that? You know what I'm talking about?
It sounds familiar, but I could not.
It was really the first computer. So anyway, these people were using stuff that was even before that. But all of the info, the product that they put together, the software allowed Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin to jump around the moon and get back onto the Eagle. Remember that? The Eagle has landed. You've heard that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That expression. Yeah. Okay. So apparently this woman was in charge of that group. So that's good news. That's good to know, frankly. Today is National Hiking Day, known as Take a Hike. How many times you come across and go, "Take a hike, Fred." Anyway, there are more than 60,000 miles of trails in our country. Not to mention, hiking is great exercise, burn 550 calories an hour. I don't know if it's just hiking. I do a lot of walking, and that seems to help keep things moving in my body, and it probably will in yours. Hiking even better, because it uses more muscles. I know a lot of my friends who are my age that never have owned a Subaru, never have owned a Jeep. They go out on there. That's considered, isn't that today considered what you need to have a Jeep or you need to have a Subaru in order to be a hiker?
Oh, that's what those commercials will have you do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right, exactly. Yep. So anyway, the story of John Muir, who walked his way through the Sierra Nevadas in California, and he was someone who was interested in making hiking and walking accessible to every American. Kind of goes with what we were talking about earlier, those new wheelchairs, motorized wheelchairs for people that the government, the Park Service is buying so
yes,
people can have that experience.
Off-roading and hiking and get to this terrain that, you know, any other wheelchair would struggle.
Yeah. Right, exactly. So anyway, it's kind of cool that today is National Hiking Day. Also, if you look around in the sky tonight, the Leonid meteor shower will peak tonight and tomorrow morning, and there will be as many as 200 meteors per hour flying across the sky. It happens.
Oh, that's awesome.
At this time of year, the cold, clear, you won't see it in Los Angeles, you won't see it in New York, you won't see it where there's a lot of lights. You got to be out in the middle of nowhere, kind of like where I am, be where there aren't a lot of lights, and look up in the sky then. So wherever you are, if you're really interested in this or you want to see it, you got to go to some place where it's not crowded, where there's not a lot of lights around to see the Leonid meteor shower. And this is one of those fantastic things that you try to figure out, because the meteors are things that are dangerous. Somehow or other, these meteors are in the orbit of the Earth. And so they come around, they go around the Earth almost as if they were in cycle with the moon and the rest of the stuff that's out there. Because every year at this time, you see these meteor showers. And so, you know, the stuff goes all over the place. But, you know, it's possible that they do get into the gravitational flow. And that's why they are apparent or they appear every year at this time.
Yeah, and they're always going the same direction. And they're all named for the constellation from where they look like they are coming.
They're coming, yeah.
Like these are they look like they're coming from Leo.
Yep, there you go. Leo is August. Leo is a fire sign. And most Leos are pretty feisty, most fire sign people. Sages are Leos, Aquarians. No, not Aquarians. Aries. Thank you very much, James. Good for you, James.
My girlfriend's an Aries, so I
got that one. Okay. Got it. All right, in a moment, we're going to meet Ted Baxter. Not the Ted Baxter you're immediately going to think about, but another Ted Baxter who has a fabulous story, and you'll hear it next on Good Day.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Jay and I are here to talk with Ted Baxter so you can hear his story. He's the author of a book called Relentless, one of the foremost experts and motivational speakers in our country, experts on life. And as we have heard about aphasia recently with the story of Bruce Willis. It really has come more into what is this and what's it all about? So Ted Baxter is here to talk about his experience with that and from there where he's gone. Mr. Baxter, welcome to Good Day. Tell us about your experience with aphasia.
Okay. It's a pleasure to meet you today. This is 17 plus years ago, back in April 2005. A typical Thursday, just a normal work day sort of routine. But that day, that one day changed me forever, okay? So, you see, I went to work that morning feeling like I always did, consuming all of the stuff that mattered. I was, by the way, in the prime of my career as a global financial controller at a premier hedge firm, which was called, still called, the Citadel. I finished my business trip that day in London. I took a flight back to Chicago. So imagine yourself in a room with your wife or loved one watching television or commercials, or I was watching Apprentice that night, We got in good conversations until my wife asked me a question. I couldn't respond. And she repeatedly asked me that question. I couldn't respond. In a split second, I lost the power of language, comprehension. I couldn't formulate, and I lost the mobility of using my right side of my body. So I guess this is the point I'm supposed to say, shock. Yeah, it was a real shock. I had a massive stroke with no warning signs.
Were you in good shape physically? What was your health like? What was your body like at the time? So people get an idea of
I couldn't speak.
No, that's not what I mean, sir. I'm interested in how your physical, before this happened, were you physically active? Did you eat well? Did you take care of yourself? I guess I'm wondering what might have led up to the stroke. I don't want to spend a lot of time on it, but I'm just curious.
No. I was top level of, I always took vitamins every day. I took, I worked out every other day. My physical, stamina, I could have done this, every day. I mean, five hours a day. I have sleep. So that wasn't a big deal. It was a thing that nobody knew what was going on.
Yeah. All right. So let's fast forward in the interest of time to what you've done to create this world. This book, Relentless, which is your story. Your motivational speaking, what now, you've turned this around, has it just now become easier for you to communicate, or this progress over the years, I guess, what have you done? We've got about a minute or so left here. What did you do to bring yourself around to being the success that you are today?
Well, I developed my book, right, which is now, it's been out there for five years. And I just, about two years ago, I created this nonprofit business. It's called Speech Recovery Pathways. Right now, this is to support the ongoing need for adults with stroke or brain injury. And it's all about, people with aphasia. So, I have this business. We only use this online, so using Zoom.
So anybody who's really had cool. a problem with a stroke that's led to aphasia ought to go check this out. The company is called Speech Recovery Pathways, SRP. And you can find it at speechrecoverypathways.org. More on his story and more on how you, if you have this problem, you know somebody in your family who's got it, can recover, because you can if you work at it. What a great story. Thank you, Mr. Baxter.
To give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, let's get into what Chuck Curry has for us on Movie Moments. 53 after the hour on Good Day. All right, so Chuck, enlighten us, please. What's that music from?
I don't know if I would use the word enlighten, but that's the music to Taxi Driver from 1976. Martin Scorsese directed that film. He turns 80 years old today, born in 1942.
Wasn't De Niro in that? Do I remember De Niro being in that?
Yes, and Jodie Foster as a teen.
Right,
very,
right.
Very mature themes. They don't make movies like that anymore. I mean, that is gritty 70s filmmaking, a classic film. I think great. And also, Sybil Shepherd was in that movie. She was really good. I liked the performance very much. But
right,
that is a great film.
Yeah. And so where are those films today is the question, right? Where are they? Where are all those?
You know, it's interesting you say
ideas.
That because Quentin Tarantino, who always is very vocal in his opinion, said that this era is the worst in filmmaking.
Yeah,
it's hard to argue that. He might be correct. I don't think in 50 years people are going to look at this decade as one of the great ones versus say 60s, 70s, 80s.
In no way, shape, or form. Nope. Zoe Kravitz says that Big Little Lies will not return. Is that because of the death of the director? Because it seemed that was a pretty popular HBO series, wasn't it?
I don't know. I just read that season three will not be a season three. I don't know the reason for it. I don't really watch it. I know it was popular, certainly, in his first season. I think what happens is a lot of these shows on streaming, there's a lot of money fueled out initially to pay the salaries and the talent. And if the ratings don't match what they want, they sort of start to kill it to save some money.
Well, when you look at
I'm not sure.
The star power here, Reese Witherspoon, Nicole Kidman, Shailene Woodley, Laura Dern, Meryl Streep, that's got to be a pretty expensive, that's an expensive endeavor with all those people on board.
So.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I wanted to touch on this. We didn't. Today's also Lorne Michaels' birthday, 78, producer, writer of SNL for, you know, since the beginning. Now, we had Dave Chappelle on Saturday night. The ratings were really good, and obviously his monologue was pretty edgy, and it got backlash. So my question to you would be, are we too sensitive? I mean, the guy's a comic, and he's edgy. Should we censor his performance on that show or condemn for what he says? I understand the sensitivity to it, but, like, if you just muzzle every comic that's working, I just think that's not the right direction.
Well, it's against – this guy should be able to say what he wants and then take the fallout from it.
Right?
Instead, people are interested in shutting down people who don't agree with him, and that's not – it's not right. It's wrong.
I would say Don Rickles probably would not have a career in 2022.
No, probably not.
Right.
Not
I don't think he would.
Yeah. No, you're right about that. A lot of that, and that is, it's, I don't know, sad isn't probably a strong enough word for it. It just seems extraordinarily un-American. Who are these people to tell us what we can say, how we can say it, and when we can say it? Who are they? And how do they get away with it?
On the Dean Martin roast show.
Oh my God! You couldn't.
Like, I mean, if that guy came up, people would say, "Oh my goodness! Like, how could he? How awful! He's imitating an alcoholic." I mean, that was his stick, and that guy was really funny.
So how do we get here? How did we get to this place that everybody is an expert? Mind you, is it social media? Is that what's responsible?
No, I got the answer to that question. I think the division in the culture, the wedge that has been force-fed between tribalism in this country has got us there because it's just another wedge. It's just another wedge to say you're right, I'm wrong, or vice versa. And that's really how we got here.
Yeah. Well, and that's reflected in entertainment. And you see, by the way, one of the things that sort of bugs me are all of these new comedies that aren't funny, trying to get people of color into starring roles. There are some really good actors, but they're apparently good, or they're considered good black actors. Do we look at white actors and say there's a good white actor? We're out of, the pendulum's gone the wrong way or too far the other way. We needed, but now it's getting silly.
Correction is necessary.
Yep.
But, you could argue that the landscape is a little bit,
distorted. All right, Chucker.
Thanks,
talk to you tomorrow about what's coming up this weekend at the movies. Chuck Curry here on Movie Moments at 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.